Come be a part of Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics with your host, Dr. Ed Holliday. Hear the voices of liberty speaking all across America. Doc Holliday provides thought-provoking interviews and commentary about the issues and actions that are afflicting this country and what we need to do to get America back on track. Get fired up. Get inspired. Get on board with Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics right now.
And here we go.
Oh, yes, that's the sound of rock cracking. And once again, you've got Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. I mean, you're listening to us right here on webtalkradio.net. I'm your host, Dr. Ed Holliday, and we are in the last week of June. And can you, when you think the fighting couldn't get any worse between the political parties, political enemies, and the people who have Trump derangement syndrome. I mean, it got worse last week. We're talking about immigration, of all things. And the mainstream media has this obsession with immigration. And, yes, the images won the day last week when Donald Trump had to sign an executive order after Jeff Sessions had said they have a zero-tolerance policy with immigration as people come across the border illegally if they come with their family. Of course, he said, well, if you break in our country, you've broken a law, so we're going to treat you as a lawbreaker. And our laws say you can't detain children who didn't break the law, but their parents broke the law. So they were having to be separated, and that just made a big uproar. So Donald Trump signed an executive order to stop that. But there is a law from 1997 that says you cannot detain children together with their family more than 20 days. So it's buying some time. And yet, of course, as soon as Donald Trump did that, the left said, all you got to do, you don't need a law. All you got to do is use your pen. Senator Chuck Schumer, the majority Democrat leader there in the Senate, U.S. Senate, said, I'll give you my pen. All you need is a pen. But as soon as he signed that, the left said, oh, it's not enough. We got to stop any of this detained. So they won't open borders, it seems like. But we're going to talk about that today. And last week, fortunately, Donald Trump, President Trump, had a rally in Minnesota. And he did mention, hey, we came within 2 points. He said, if I just come one more time to Minnesota. And he said, you know, next time, they'll be there, and he says, I think we're going, it won't even be close, is what he said, talking about for 2020. But with all his winning, and he talked about winning, that he was there to support some congressional candidates in Minnesota. But we do have some clips from last week to help us understand a little better the executive order he signed. And we do have some interesting things that he has said. First, let me just say, with all the immigration, if you watched any news last week, a lot of it depends on what station you're watching. But the immigration debate, as much and important as it is, it's not nearly as important as what was going on with the Inspector General's report. Not nearly as important as can we trust our FBI and our Department of Justice. We were trying to get some answers last week and hearings, and the media, the mainstream media, barely covered it at all. And as Sean Hannity would say, it's probably the biggest scandal in American history, political history, involving the FBI and the Department of Justice. And the mainstream media doesn't want to even cover it, and all they talk about is immigration. And yes, it's sad to see families being split on the border, but like it was brought out, how many times you show the families who are separated from their children permanently because they've been killed by illegal immigrants, from car wrecks to DUIs, and even, you know, the Steinle case in San Francisco, a gunshot wound, killed a beautiful American girl walking with her father right in San Francisco, and yet permanently separated from her family The news media will not play those things, will not talk about that. And they won't ever get to see their family members again on this earth. So, you know, the emotions played last week, it tugs at anybody's heart. I've got four children. I would fight with everything I had to protect my children. But you got to remember, I'm not going to go across a country's border without a passport and without the documentation and whatever I need to go into another country. And these people are breaking across. Now, do they, are those their children? And we know about gang MS-13, where a gang member was trying to get back in the United States. He was kicked out in 2012 with a one-year-old son, but he was thinking that would give him a free pass into the United States. How many do we have? And do the Democrats really want open borders where MS-13 just walks in just because they have a child? Do we know if sex traffickers are coming across? We know it's happening. So how do you know it's the children? I mean, there's legitimate reasons to make sure who is coming to our country. And if we cannot do that in a sensible way, then build that wall and build it quickly. Well, we got a lot to go to. You heard my rant right there at first, but I do want to say there is a compassionate way that Congress could make a law simply that the Democrats and Republicans should get together and do it. The Republicans are working hard on it. The Democrats want some issue to stand on in the November elections, and they have nothing. The economy is going well, and then at the end of the show, I'm going to play what Donald Trump was talking about, the economy, and the way the mainstream media is diverting the news of what he did in North Korea. So I'll play that at the end of the show, but right now, let me play you a little bit what President Trump was talking about last week when he had to sign his executive order when he was at the Minnesota rally. So before I do, let me play a little bit, because to me, I think President Donald Trump's doing a little kung fu fighting. What about you?
Everybody was kung fu fighting. But they fought with expert timing. There were funky Chinamen from funky Chinatown. They were chopping them up. They were chopping them down.
Well, that was Carl Douglas singing his kung fu fighting, talking about a funky China man. and we talk about tariffs and Donald Trump, and that is all playing in with the news again. The news not talking much about that. That's something Democrats would like to hear about. But Donald Trump's champion of tariffs and the unions and the Democrat strongholds, they like Donald Trump talking about tariffs. And again, they're not playing that up because Donald Trump's talking about tariffs, and it's not the Democrats. So, interesting times we live in, and elections are coming up. It's getting quicker and quicker, and we've talked about it some on Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. We'll talk about it more, but this is so important because we see something that the left had to force Donald Trump into signing an executive order, and it buys some time, but the left is unstoppable and trying to get open borders, and nothing else will do. In fact, the Democrats don't even want to come to the table and talk about any simple reform to immigration policy to make it easier for families to get across the border. They want to keep it like it is, and they have it in a mess because they've controlled it for the last 20 to 30 years, and the Republicans have played silly willy and let them make the laws. So now, and if you don't understand what the law is, I think more and more Americans are starting to understand it. It is crazy, like President Trump says. But if you get across the border and you say you want asylum, you say everybody's given the magic words to say. And once you say that, the United States can't send you back until you have a hearing. And on top of that, what we said, the 1997 law says you cannot detain children more than 20 days with their parents in a detention center because they have not committed a crime. It's the parent that has committed a crime. If it's just crossing a border, whatever crime it is, you cannot keep the children with the family together more than 20 days, so a judge says. So what's going to happen in 20 days? Well, we'll have to see. But the thing is, you have to put, if somebody claims they want asylum because of gang violence or something else going on in the country or feel like their life is threatened, then you know what? Now it takes about, this is what they reported, now it takes about 1,000 days to get a hearing for asylum. And what else you hear about, 97% of illegal immigrants who get their notice that they'll need to come back for a court hearing, 97% never come back. I think, who are the 3% trying to play by the rules? Well, those you would hope they would give some leniency to. So that you can see, this has been going on for years, decades. And now, can Donald Trump really fix it? Well, that's a lot of people are watching and seeing what he does. And I told you I'd play a clip. Let me play this clip about Donald Trump and what he was saying about immigration.
So the Democrats want open borders. Let everybody come in. Let everybody pour in. We don't care. Let them come in from the Middle East. Let them come in from all over the place. We don't care. We're not going to let it happen. And by the way, today I signed an executive order. We're going to keep families together, but the border is going to be just as tough as it's been.
So there's President Donald Trump saying the border's going to be just as tough as they've been. He wants to get the message out that stop coming to America illegally. Go through the legal channels. There's big, wide open doors for immigrants who want to come through legally. And how do you best affect the economy? How do you best keep the wages of workers going up and encouraging jobs? It's by making sure we have legal immigration and get workers in legally. And it may be some, as far as for the farmers and getting help for picking crops. Yes, we need to make sure workers can get in on a short-term basis legally. All that can be done if the Democrats would just work with the Republicans. And mentioning that, President Trump had something to say about that when it came, again, it is at Minnesota for a rally, and the congressman there in Minnesota trying to win, I believe, the 8th District of Minnesota, northern Minnesota, and he was there to help rally the people, get out and vote. And this is what he was talking about when it comes to what we need if you want to get comprehensive immigration reform. I want you to take a listen to what President Trump said last Wednesday in Minnesota. And now I'm going to play a little clip because President Trump's rallies are funny. I go back to what I mentioned a couple months ago when James Comey was talking about how awful the president was because he had no sense of humor. Has no sense of humor. Comey has never been to a Donald Trump rally if he doesn't think he doesn't have a sense of humor. Look, I'm going to play this clip talking about what needs to be done in the elections coming in November. Before we got there, there was a protester last Wednesday, and probably a couple. There's one of them. It's just funny the way, you know, they said get him out and get him out of the crowd. But listen, this is the tail end of what Trump was saying about the protester. And then it'll go in the clip I want you to hear. But take a listen to this.
For a woman, because he needs a haircut more than I do. Really? Couldn't tell. I couldn't tell. Needs a haircut. But the media never talks about the American victims of illegal immigration. I know them well. I know so many of them. I campaigned with them. What's happened to their children? What's happened to their husbands? What's happened to their wives? The media doesn't talk about the American families permanently separated from their loved ones because Democrat policies release violent criminals into our communities. We need safety. We need safety. They don't bring cameras to interview the angel moms whose children were killed by criminal aliens who should have never been here in the first place, not even close. They don't want to talk to the angel moms. But as your president, I will always fight to protect American families. Always. I will always fight for an immigration system that defends our borders and takes care of our sovereignty as a nation. I will never sacrifice the safety and security of the American people. And I will never be silent in the face of vicious smears and attacks and the heroic agents and officers of ICE and the Border Patrol who save millions, just the job they do, save thousands and thousands of lives and are so brave and are so tough. If you want to create a humane, lawful system of immigration, then you need to retire the Democrats and elect Republicans to finally secure our borders.
There it is for all of America to hear. If you want secure borders, the Democrats have proven they will do everything to keep the borders open. And the only way to get secure borders is to get Republicans elected. Yes, I know there's some Republicans who are rhinos who drive you crazy. They drive me crazy. But they are so much better if we're going to ever get immigration reform. And it's not going to happen with the Democrats. They are for open borders. So wherever you live, in whatever state you live in, it's time to follow Donald Trump's advice. Retire the Democrats in the House and the Senate. That's the way we finally secure the borders. And everybody likes Donald Trump. They got out and voted for him. I had never voted before. Donald Trump is, and I've mentioned this before, he's got to get them fired up to say we need to secure the borders, and that means retire the Democrats. So it's that simple, folks, that simple. Hey, let me remind you, you're listening to Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics right here on webtalkradio.net. You're listening to us on the last week of June, our show. And next week, I'll tell you, we're going to have a July 4th special show, so be sure to listen to the show next week. Let me remind you, there is a website, www.docholliday.org. Doc Holliday, Holliday spelled with two L's, H-O-L-L-I-D-A-Y. Got a book there. There's one called Bedrock Truth that I wrote with Dr. Alveda King, Dr. Alex McFarland, and that Bedrock Truth tells you what we need to do to make America great again, to stand on the foundations that this country is built on. So take a look at the website right there. And also, I just want to remind you, as American citizens, we do have a responsibility to make sure you're registered to vote. I expect, and I would think, most people listening to Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics have already registered. But you know what? There's a lot of people, even after Donald Trump, he got a lot of people out to vote who never had voted in many years sometime. But make sure, I am all for voter registration rolls to go through and throw out names that have not been used in years, because people move, people die, and names don't need to be on rolls, and because that way they can be abused and people come out and vote in their place. So I'm for protecting the integrity of the vote. But you got to get out and vote. And one thing we found out, especially in the religious community, in the evangelical Christian community, there's so many evangelical Christians. I remember this is something that we learned from a group that goes out and does surveys. George Barna especially does a lot of surveys of Christian organizations and groups and people. And I've been a part of a survey before by him, but what he's found out is so many evangelical Christians who don't vote are registered. They're registered, but they don't get out and vote, especially in midterm. So make sure you're registered. Make sure your friends are, and encourage them to get out and vote. If you want to secure the borders, there's going to have to be a big turnout in November. That's, I don't care what state you live in, it's, there's a need for a big turnout. Hey, I'm going to get on second half of the show, and we're going to play a little bit of what Donald Trump had to say about the mainstream media, the way they treated his North Korean accomplishment, success. We've talked about it here on the show. But let me play this clip about what the way Donald Trump feels like what the media was doing during the week where everybody's hearing about immigration. But here's a little clip from what he said last week in Minnesota.
These are very dishonest people, many of them, and we have some fine people, too, doing that. But there's a lot of very dishonest people. For instance, I just got back, as you know, from Singapore, where I met Kim Jong-un. And we had a great meeting, great chemistry. We got along really well, which is very important. They didn't want us to, but, it's, nice to do that. And very interestingly, at first everybody was amazed that we had the meeting. They couldn't believe it. The first 24 hours, they said, I can't believe it. You remember that a while ago? They said, they're going to meet. Then about a day later, they said, what's the big deal with the meeting? What's the big deal? In other words, their bosses said, you can't say that. But the beauty was this. So we had a meeting. It was an incredible success. And they said, the president gave away so much. He met with them. I said, what else? What am I supposed to do? I had to meet, right? He met. Now, sentence one says, a total denuclearization of North Korea. We got back our hostages. And I didn't pay $1.8 billion to get back our hostages. We got back our great fallen heroes, the remains. In fact, today already 200 have been sent back. They stopped shooting missiles over Japan. They stopped all nuclear testing. They stopped nuclear research. They stopped rocketry. They stopped everything that you'd want them to stop. And they blew up sites where they test and do the testing. And it was a great meeting, and Kim Jong-un will turn down, and I will tell, he will turn, Chairman Kim will turn that country into a great, successful country. And let me tell you this. A year and a half ago, nobody thought that was possible. In fact, before I was elected, everybody assumed we were going to war. It would be a vicious war. In Seoul, you have 28 million people living 30 miles off the border. They don't even need nuclear weapons for that. They have thousands of cannons aiming right on top of Seoul. You could have lost millions and millions of people. But I got along with Kim Jong-un. I got along. And that's a good thing, not a bad thing. And these people, you remember, I said, I can't believe it. He's given away so much. You know what I gave away? A meeting. That was a meeting. And the fact that we do get along means we're safe. I'm not saying things can't happen. Things go wrong. Mistakes are made. Relationships get broken. But right now, you are so safe, and such a great event took place. And all over Asia.
And President Trump went on to say all over Asia. They're talking about the relationship of how Donald Trump and Kim Jong-un got together and are making the world better. And he said, not just them, he said how we are doing it. He said we, because he would not be president of the United States if the people like the ones at the rally in Minnesota had not got out and voted for Donald Trump across the country. So he included everybody that supports him, he voted for him. And again, he would not be president without enough votes to win the election. And that's he was reflecting back on those who put him where he was and said that's why he's helping to make America great again. It's a team effort by those who put him in office. This is a show about immigration, and you heard Donald Trump. There's all these talking heads on every network, conservative, liberal, everybody going back and forth, talking about the immigration, the sounds, the sights, the what's going on. But Donald Trump, as president of the United States, in position to make things happen. He's making things happen, but he has said he wants to secure the border and he needs the help of the American people if it's going to get done. And that starts now, working toward the elections in November. Hey, you're listening to Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. I'm glad you listened to our show this week. Next week, we got a special July 4th celebration show, so don't miss that. And we will continue to talk about the rocks that keep splitting when in the world of politics, especially with Donald Trump as president of the United States. Listen, see you next week. God bless you.
Thanks for joining us today. And remember to listen again next week for another edition of Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. You can order Ed's new book, Bedrock Truths, by clicking on the book cover right in front of you on the screen or visit docholliday.org. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you again next week.